Friends, in the same way first Adam's body was created from the dust of the ground, Jesus, the Messiah, gave eyes to a man well known to have been born totally blind without sight. We read in the 9th chapter of John's Gospel, the neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar were saying, "Is this not the man who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is he." Others said, "No, but he is like him." He kept saying, "I am the man." The gospel further says, "Now it was a Sabbath day when Jesus made the mud and opened his eyes. So the Pharisees again asked him how he had received his sight. And he said to them, 'He put mud on my eyes, and I washed, and I see.'" Some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a man who is a sinner do such signs?" And there was a division among them. So they said again to the blind man, "What do you say about him, since he has opened your eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." Friends, the Pharisees already knew Jesus was the name of the one who healed the man born blind. Their question clearly indicated they understood that he was blind and Jesus gave him sight. Yet, the conclusion of the healed man that Jesus is a prophet did not please them. Still, they brought his parents, expecting them to deny that their son was born blind. Instead, his parents asserted that indeed he was born blind, and of his healing they said, "Ask him, he is of age, he will speak for himself." It is amazing that they brought the man to question him again, trying to persuade him that Jesus did not heal him. Using religious language, they said to him, "Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner." He answered them, "I have told you already, and you would not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples?" This made them even more angry. They reviled him, saying, "You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as for this man, we do not know where he comes from." To this he responded, "We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, God listens to him. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." They answered him, "You were born in utter sin, and you would teach us?" And they cast him out. Friends, the Pharisees, who knew God's teaching through Moses, knew well that, like the blind man to whom Jesus gave sight, they and all the offspring of Adam are born with sinful souls. We read in the Gospel's 5th chapter that Jesus had said to them, "You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that bear witness about me. Yet you refuse to come to me that you may have life. Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one who accuses you, Moses, on whom you have set your hope. For if you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote of me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words?" Friends, true disciples of Moses must accept and follow Moses' teaching. In the 18th chapter of the Torah book of Deuteronomy, Moses spoke to the Israelites of the Messiah's prophethood and commanded them to obey him. The blind man received much more than physical sight. He received abiding spiritual sight and saving knowledge. He expressed true obedience to Moses' instruction as he worshipped Jesus, the Messiah, prophet, and Savior. Hallelujah.